Brothers and sisters, this week we Americans will spend time talking about civil rights, especially as two important dates occur, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, as well as the sad anniversary of the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion in our country. And against this background, we hear the words from the prophet Isaiah stating that the Lord formed me in his womb. This statement indicates that human life, even when in the womb, is being formed by God, a profound notion that affects how we think about civil rights. Sadly, many people in our world don't share this belief, and some people even believe that it's possible to be authentic to the gospel while also being supportive of abortion. It isn't. The respect for human dignity, the dignity of human life, is a core teaching of the gospel. And the church fathers have been preaching against the evils of abortion since the second century. Respect for human life is a central tenet of our faith, and it's the basis for civil rights. This week, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, made headlines when he spoke strongly against the evil of abortion to a number of dignitaries, several of who represented nations where abortion is legal. In addressing these dignitaries, the Holy Father said, quote, "It's horrifying just to think that there are children, victims of abortion, who will never see the light of day," end quote. Now, many news outlets were quick to claim that the Pope's statement was motivated by pressures that the Pope felt from conservative Catholics. But friends, the reality is that the Catholic Church is not a political organization. It's the body of Christ. So terms like conservative and liberal play well in our American culture that's largely divided along political ideologies, but it's not an accurate description for members of a body. St. Paul said that a body cannot be divided amongst itself. The church is a living organism, not a membership organization. So there's really no such thing as a liberal or a conservative Catholic. They're simply Catholic. We're either part of the body of Christ or we're not part of his body. What we have to rule out is that middle ground that says, you know, in some ways I'm part of the body and in other ways I'm not. And when we understand this, we know that the Pope's words weren't motivated by political pressure, but by his understanding of his identity as a member of the body of Christ. And as members of the body of Christ, we are called to be servants of God and to be light to the nations. Being a light means that we must show people the way. We must illuminate the areas of darkness in our world. Several people from our parish will be doing just that by traveling to Washington, D.C. this week to take part in the March for Life. And this annual march on Washington is usually the largest march in the Capitol every year, with estimates of well over 500,000 people participating last year. Also, we have today an event going on in the hall that the youth are running for support of life. And so I'd encourage us to attend that as well. As Catholics, it's our responsibility to become a light for the world. And we can't be a light privately, because a private light is hardly capable of illuminating the entire world. Rather, like John the Baptist in the Gospel, we too must point to Christ, and we must do so publicly. We must point to the truth and echo those famous words, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Of course, we can only point to the Lamb of God after we have entered into a relationship with the Lamb of God ourselves. Last night at St. Patrick's, Bishop Matano addressed the need for us to enter into a relationship with Christ through the Eucharist. For in the Eucharist, Jesus is present to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And therefore, it's important for us to center our lives on the Eucharist. Bishop Matano noted that there's a growing trend in our society and even in our church that tends towards disbelief in the real presence in the Eucharist, and also a tendency to treat Jesus not as God, but as a great man. He then stated that this tendency to minimalize Jesus has led to a decrease in mass attendance. It's our job, the bishop said, to reverse this trend by being witnesses to others. According to the bishop, this doesn't mean that we need to go up to people and say, "Do you believe in Jesus? Well, then read this book." No, no. He said, we need to be witnesses that are inviting while simultaneously pointing to the Lamb of God. And to exemplify this, Bishop Matano mentioned that we extend all types of invitations to people. We invite people to parties, to dinners, to clubs, to organizations. But the best invitation that we could extend to another is the invitation to come to Mass, to come and encounter Christ in the Eucharist. And the bishop encouraged us to find ways to invite others to Christ. For if we believe that he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, what better thing could we bring others to than to the Lamb of God so that they can experience his mercy and his love? As Americans, as we reflect upon civil rights this week, we do so knowing that there are many people in our society that are in need of God's mercy and his healing. There are so many people who are hurt and suffering. It's important that we're mindful of those who have had their lives ruined by sinful attitudes that deny people of their proper dignity. And while we work to end such injustices, we also need to remember that ultimately, the only person who can truly end these injustices and bring about healing to our world is Jesus Christ. And so we must point to him as the source of true hope, especially for those who are lost in or victimized by sin. Blessed John Paul II did this in his encyclical letter, Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life. After speaking out against abortion, he offered words of hope for those who have had an abortion and many of those who have lost hope, feeling unworthy of God's love. To them, the late Pope said, quote, "The Church is aware of the many factors which may have influenced your decision, and she does not doubt that in many cases it was a painful and even shattering decision. The wound in your heart may not yet have healed. Certainly what happened was and remains terribly wrong, but do not give in to discouragement and do not lose hope. If you've not already done so, give yourselves over with humility and trust to repentance. The Father of Mercies is ready to give you his forgiveness and his peace in the sacrament of reconciliation." The Pope continues, "With the friendly and expert help and advice of other people, and as a result of your own painful experience, you can be among the most eloquent defenders of everyone's right to life." Important words as we contemplate civil rights this week. As we contemplate civil rights, let us be mindful of the source of our rights, the source of our dignity, Jesus Christ. Let's follow the example of Blessed John Paul II and John the Baptist, not by condemning people, but by pointing them to Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This week, let us invite others to enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ so that they may come to recognize their dignity and the dignity of all people, all of those who are created in his image and likeness, all of those who are formed in the womb. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who behold the Lamb of God, the one who takes away the sins of the world.